How do we advance the field of biology? Look to space. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amir Hirza, professor of mechanical, aeronautical, and nuclear engineering at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, examines why the International Space Station is a fertile ground for experiments.
There's some debate about national investments in space exploration and travel, perhaps rightly so. However, research platforms such as the International Space Station, or ISS, allow scientists and engineers to conduct research not only for enabling space exploration, but also for the benefit of all people. Whether in orbit or during much of interplanetary travel, spacecraft are weightless, a state called microgravity, a force such as surface tension, which on Earth is important only at scales less than about a tenth of an inch, becomes dominant in microgravity. Videos of NASA astronauts playing with softball-sized drops of water attest to this. One consequence of liquid's ability to be contained by surface tension is that microgravity allows us to examine phenomena in liquids without the complications associated with a solid container. With Juan Lopez, a mathematician at Arizona State University, as well as students and colleagues here in Troy, we're studying the biophysics of protein amyloid formation, the waxy plaque which destroys the neurons of people with Alzheimer's disease. We're conducting laboratory experiments and computer simulations in preparation for an experiment aboard the ISS in 2019. Aside from biophysics, microgravity fluid dynamics is providing unprecedented opportunities to advance biology. A containerless bioreactor would be ideal to grow, for example, an edible and photosynthetic algae to uptake carbon dioxide and produce oxygen, or grow a bacteria to express a protein as medicine. At the risk of sounding cliché, if you happen to see the ISS passing at night, think about the ways in which it's serving humanity.
That was Amir Hirza of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.